Well, in fact, I guess you probably have available to you the IBIS-2 trial that compares tamoxifen to anastrozole in DCIS. Are you putting patients on that?
Yeah, we're putting patients on
that. Are you feeling like maybe a little ambivalent about that at this point?
Slightly, partly because in the UK, tamoxifen didn't really show a great deal of benefit in the UK DCIS study. And these are powerful drugs, the AIs, and they're remarkably effective at switching off proliferation.
And I guess the same randomization is going on in the United States in the NSABP B35 study. What do you think we're going to see when it all pans out in terms of these and other studies?
I think from the work we're doing, showing the biological effects, we'll see a benefit for the AIs. I mean, that's, I think, why we're seeing the benefit for the AIs in terms of reducing contralateral breast cancer development in all the studies, the remarkably effective agents.
Yeah, and I guess the same thing in the prevention setting. You all are looking at anastrozole versus placebo, correct?
Yeah.
And I guess the key issue there, it's almost like it seems like people kind of think they know what they're going to see in terms of efficacy. They kind of want to see how it's going to play out safety-wise, I guess.
That's right. But they do look pretty safe drugs, particularly if you monitor patients.
I guess one thing I've heard people talk about is the fact, am I correct in saying in the ATTACK trial, the incidence of new DCIS wasn't decreased that much?
That's right, it wasn't. But there were very small numbers. And that doesn't mean that you're not stopping some of the DCIS going into invasive cancer. It doesn't mean you're not stopping some of the DCIS getting to DCIS in the first place. The overall numbers of invasive cancers were reduced dramatically. And you've got to think, well, how are we going to reduce them? Probably we're going to reduce them by stopping precursor lesions getting to invasive cancer. That's my perspective.
And I think a lot of people kind of look at DCIS as really kind of almost a chemo prevention type of a setting. How do you think the AIs are going to play out overall in terms of total health for higher risk patients or patients with DCIS?
I think they are safe drugs. I think they're going to play out pretty well. One of the concerns in the UK in IBIS-1 was the fact is that tamoxifen had a fair amount of morbidity, and the reason IBIS-2 doesn't contain tamoxifen is because the view in the UK was it was too toxic a drug to use in the preventive setting.
Yeah, I think that's been a source of controversy ever since that trial has been launched. And I guess, realistically, even though in the United States we're comparing it to tamoxifen, or that's, kind of the strategy, people aren't using tamoxifen certainly for high-risk patients very much, I don't think, in the United States.
That's my impression when I speak to people. Tamoxifen's used in the trials, but in reality, in clinical practice, people aren't using it. They're looking for a better drug, and the drugs are here, AIs. It's just we need some evidence so that people can at least start basing their practice on evidence rather than a hunch, although I think that's a pretty strong hunch these days that these drugs are going to be more effective.